Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
This is the Hagman and Hagman Report. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special episode, very special broadcast of the Hagman and Hagman Report. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight. Thank you for your belief and your trust in us as we walk through this minefield of current events together. And indeed, it is a minefield. It's like right before the show, it's in this particular instance, it was, my goodness, fur is flying. Imagine that. A lot of things going on behind the scenes here as we prepare to bring on our guest via video Skype, Paul McGuire. In the meantime, as we're working on that, and you may hear some things in the background if that's, you know, that's just part of the process of setting things up. But again, we're growing. Thanks to you, we're growing, and I really appreciate that. We appreciate that. I think we're making a difference. Our website's HagmanReport.com. That's for the news, information, analysis, show prep. HagmanandHagman.com. That's strictly for the show. If you want to watch the show or listen to it, depending on what you want to do, just go to HagmanandHagman.com. Both sites equally important, but HagmanReport.com has got the news, the articles, and the things that we need to be paying attention to. Speaking of that, I should mention as well our venues that we broadcast on. Of course, Global Star Radio Network, that's the place to be. Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com. By the way, folks, if you haven't done so already, take advantage of Ted's specials. Send him an email, just verify the coupon code. I think it's Doug5. But stock up and make, I'll tell you what, Ted's products make great Christmas gifts. But healthmasters.com, they're on Global Star Radio Network, as is Dave Hodges, Russ Dizdar, all the main players, I believe, in the truth media, the independent truth media. And I want to thank Global Star for all they do. Todd is one of the hardest working men I know. And, I'll tell you something. He's there like 24/7. And when he's not there, he's thinking about being there, I'm sure. And also we're broadcast on BTR. That's Blog Talk Radio. The fine folks there. They've got a really great platform. And, of course, YouTube Live. You're watching us on YouTube Live right now. And a couple of things before we get into tonight's broadcast. I did want to mention that when Steve Quayle was on yesterday, I'd mentioned that I would, for the first 20 books sold of Empire Beneath the Ice, I would include a free copy of my book. That comes from me. I've already fulfilled the 20, in fact, 21. I'm out of books. And I just want to mention, I want to thank everyone who has purchased my book, Stained by Blood, only because that does touch on the spirit cooking aspect of things long before, obviously, I knew what that was, or I was familiar with it. This is back in 1987 when I conducted the investigation. So it's rather interesting when you look at, when I look back at things, how all of this, you know, how God's hand plays, God plays a role in things. I just got a notification here. I believe I just cracked 15,000 in sales. So 15,000 books. So that's a pretty good, it's pretty vibrant, pretty robust sales. Since it was launched in late March of this year. So that's kind of a great, and I could be incorrect on that number. I mean, it's approximate, but it's pretty close. So that's pretty good. Now, as far as tonight's broadcast is concerned, we're going to have Paul McGuire joining us via video here shortly. But I wanted to touch on a couple of things before Paul comes on. And I'd mentioned on the run-up to the election, as well as after the election, that we are in the most dangerous time period, I believe, in American history. And the intent here is, of course, we see the with the challenging of the votes, you know, the recounts via Joel Stein, who is a proxy of the progressives, and the Hillary Clinton camp. That particular aspect has failed, but now the heat is on still, or continues to be on, the members of the Electoral College. Now, having said that, the Pelosi's daughter, Christine Pelosi, of course, is heading up a contingent of members of the Electoral College who are asking for a asking to be briefed on Russian efforts to on what the evidence is on the Russian efforts, asking for classified information. Now, they're not, folks. The members of the Electoral College, for the most part, are not read in, or they don't have that classification, level of classification, to accept this information. Nonetheless, Pelosi's daughter leads a group of 10 or so presidential electors. We sent a letter to DNI officer, or the National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, asking to be briefed on Russian efforts to interfere in the election in November. And remember, I said that the entire intent here was to create or cast doubt on the legitimacy of the elections. And that's what this is all about. Regardless of what you hear, could the rogue electors get as many people to prevent Trump from obtaining 270? I don't think so, but it really doesn't matter. And again, I go back to what I was saying earlier. This is all about casting doubt on the legitimacy of the Trump presidency. And this is where the constitutional crisis for a representative republic comes in. Now, a couple of things. It's interesting to note, and I took note of this, that when you start to peel back the layers on this effort by the Marxist-Leninist globalist criminal cabal that we have, and you start to that is attempting to redefine our representative republic by saying that the Electoral College is archaic and not up to speed and actually unconstitutional. It that doesn't even make sense, because it's part of the Constitution, but nonetheless, the public relations firm that's behind this push against the electorate, members of the Electoral College, is called Megaphone Strategies. Now, this has just come out. Daily Caller, I believe, had talked about this. I think Michael Snyder might have talked about this, maybe not, but for sure Daily Caller had talked about this. Megaphone Strategies, that company was founded by two people. One, of course, Van Jones. You know him, of course, as the green jobs czar from the Obama White House. And then, of course, Molly High, Megaphone's co-founder and president, who worked for Barack Obama's 2008 presidential campaign.
And on a side note, Van Jones is making a comeback into the Democratic Party inside, as he has been doing a number of interviews and having strategic meetings with the left as where to go from here, and what his role will be in that future.
Right. Well, Megaphone Strategies is tied at the hip to Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, to the Clintons, and especially to Obama. You talk about a passive-aggressive nature here, passive-aggressive activities that we're seeing with Megaphone Strategies harassing the heck out of the members of the Electoral College. I spoke to four, and I told you about this, folks. I've spoken to four members out of 538, four members of the Electoral College, all who have said that they are just being harassed, and some being threatened, actually physically threatened, should they vote for Trump. Now, that doesn't count, that does not include the members of the Electoral College who are committed to the Democratic Party. I'm talking about Republican electors, members of the Republican Party. Now, again, Megaphone Strategies is the PR firm behind this. And then you've got Megaphone's communication manager, Diane May, who worked for the Bernie Sanders campaign in 2016. So you've got all of these progressive, rabid, Marxist-Leninist morons that are attempting to subvert the will of the people and the Constitution And this is horrendous. And don't forget what Hillary Clinton said. Oh, the unacceptable nature of Trump's comments when he said, well, you know, are you going to concede if you lose? And he said, we'll see. And of course, she took to the airwaves and said, it's a threat to our democracy and on and on and on. But again, I would urge everyone not to downplay or dismiss any of this. This, what you're seeing here, the recount virtually failed. That was pretty much a given. The pushback against by the electors, the faithless members of the Electoral College, meaning that they're going to vote against what they had promised to do, is less. I mean, it's more probable than the recount, but less likely it will succeed. I don't believe it will succeed. But it doesn't matter. The success in this respect does not matter. What matters is they want to, again, delegitimize, as I have said so many times. And now it's, you hear Hannity saying it, you hear Limbaugh saying it, you hear Fox saying it. They're attempting to delegitimize the results of this election. And the accusations about Russia coming into this. Folks, we went toe-to-toe with, and still are, with Russia militarily in Syria and in the Middle East. Now we are claiming, or the government is claiming, certain elements within the government, they're claiming that Russia has interfered and influenced the outcome of the election. Two separate things. It's a distinction with a difference. Interfering, in other words, hacking the DNC or hacking the RNC or hacking the election. The latter is impossible because each state is separate. So the interference is not, there's always a potential, but it's not possible. Bob Baer came out, and this is something everyone should pay attention to. Bob Baer, the former CIA operative analyst, came out and said, we need new elections, if you can imagine that. New elections. If it's found out that Russia had been part of this campaign to interfere. And then again,
we need another vote.
Well, and the Constitution, look, the Constitution is pretty clear on this. And, but since when did that matter? Does that matter? Portion of tonight's broadcast brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Have you done it yet? Have you gone to omahasteaks.com and entered HH in the search bar? Folks, do that. OmahaSteaks.com, HH in the search bar, one of the biggest sellers of Omaha Steaks. It's a great package. It's my family gift pack. $49.99 for a whole bunch of food. It's a great package. It's a great deal. Great, makes a great Christmas gift. Do that. OmahaSteaks.com, HH in the search bar. And of course, all of our sponsors, from HealthMasters.com to Casper Mattress. If you go to our website, check out our BTR sponsors and our sponsors as well that are outside of the BTR venue. I'll tell you, we have, I believe, some of the best sponsors and products available. Masterpreps.com, for example. 20,000 plus items there. My goodness.
Green Innovative. Green Innovative. Minuteman Stove. Yeah, two Green companies Green that Innovative. Are
15% until it's
essential
that.
To survival practical survival applications with Minuteman Rocket Stove, the portable stove that lets you cook food just about anywhere with the brilliant design and engineering of an ammo can reinforced with steel and a burner amazing. Put on it. And then we have Greenovative, rechargeable, being able to, with their packet and some ionized salt water, recharge rechargeable batteries.
Well, I was mentioning, due to their tremendous response, that 15% discount offer is they're extending that through Christmas and through the New Year, so through New Year's Day. But don't wait, because in 2 days, they can't guarantee delivery by Christmas. So Greenovative.com, go there, and you got 2 days to guarantee delivery by Christmas.
Okay.
So there you go.
With us tonight, we have Mr. Paul McGuire. He is a prophecy expert, an author, a radio show host, and so much more. Paul McGuire's latest book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, 2016-2017, is in stores, has been in stores for a while, and is a fantastic book that deals with just about every issue important to us and important to the agenda of the globalists. He dissects these different agendas and ideologies, and from Satanism to Christianity, to explain where we are and where we are going based on the satanic elite and what they plan to do. Now, Paul has an upcoming meeting at Paradise Mountain Church on Thursday the 15th, which we're going to let him tell you about. And we're going to be talking a lot tonight about the big picture of what's going on in America and the world right now in terms of the continuous assaults on the right-wing and alternative media and on Trump, and a lot getting into the Russian so-called hacking and the narrative that the government has been feeding to us, saying, you know, that this election was Hillary Clinton's, but because of fake news and because of the Russian hacking interference, it was stolen from her. And you mentioned that Clinton's waiting for the intelligence briefing calls, Clinton campaign backs call for intelligence briefing before Electoral College vote. These people are not going away quietly, that not that we expected them to, but can you say desperate?
Well,
I mean, they're grasping at their, they're hanging off a cliff, hanging on to a small twig, hoping that it's going to hold them, trying to pull up and on into that, but I just don't see any way out for them besides an outright coup.
Well, a coup is taking place.
Yes, a coup is taking place.
That's right.
An attempted coup
inside the CIA, and I can tell you this because I've got contacts inside the CIA right now. Inside the CIA right now, there is a criminal cabal that is dedicated or has dedicated themselves to the furtherance or the maintenance of this globalist agenda. And then you've got the Patriots. I can't really define it any clearer than that. And the criminal cabal, if you want to talk about that element within the CIA, think about that as an extension of the State Department. And that's what it comes down to. It's more like Hillary Clinton / Obama's own special CIA. They are the ones that were involved in the weapons running, and a lot, and they're the ones that are involved in the domestic, when it's the things are happening domestically, when they don't have a mandate to be in the. So look, folks, it's understand that there's chaos within the CIA. There's chaos within virtually all of the 17 intelligence agencies directed or under the Office of the National Director of the National Intelligence.
Kind of like when Kennedy was president, and this, you know, he headbutted with the CIA, and you know, you had the FBI and all these intelligence agencies were battling amongst each other, plus battling with the government. The federal government, and, you know, from the black ops, hiding the black ops stuff to, you know, engaging in activity that was unconstitutional, that was being done on a massive scale, and, which led, you know, was, I believe, was part of the assassination of JFK and RFK and Martin Luther King, even. We're trying to bring Paul McGuire on. PaulMcGuire.us is his website. The Paul McGuire Report is the radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And, Eric, if you want to, whenever you get a chance to bring him on, he tried to bring him on a few times, and he was talking almost in the middle of a conversation, apparently. But if you bring him on and he's into it, that's fine. We'll catch him. And
I'm here.
Oh, hey, Paul.
Oh, hey, Paul. There you are.
Sorry,
great.
I decided impromptu. I hope I'm not violating some rule, but I got my Facebook Live on. They're watching you all over the world, and so I just figured we'd give them a slice of life of the Hagman Show, and then
okay,
we'll click them off and they'll go to your website. So, folks, go to Hagman and Hagman Report. You can watch it tomorrow, watch it right now, and spread it to your friends, and I'll be back later.
Hey, Paul, newsflash, though. We need your video, my man. We don't
have
your video.
Video?
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You have no video? It says your video is turned off, and now I turn it on. You don't have anything?
Nope.
Eric is saying,
yeah.
In our video, I think it's on right now, but we turn it off to save bandwidth after we establish the connection.
But according to this, my camera's on, so I'm trying to figure out what the problem is. Maybe if you could tell me.
We'll figure it out.
We can keep going, Paul. If we get it, we get it. If we don't, we don't. This is something that we rolled out about a week ago. We're starting to bring guests on via video Skype. And Eric's done a fantastic job with the graphics and the editing so that we can be on together split screen. And he's done a number of things to make the video that much better. So
Hang on a second. Eric, are you mic'd up? Let's do some. Okay. Well,
and
Eric, meet Paul McGuire. Paul, meet Eric, folks.
Eric, tell me what to do because my camera's on in the computer.
All right. See, now this is great stuff. This is behind the scenes.
Really behind the scenes.
Okay. So now you were gonna.
If you wanted to see really behind the scenes, you should have seen my office 30 minutes ago before I finished playing it.
I keep kidding around. My office looks like a dorm room like a week before finals because I got papers everywhere and books open and stuff. But Eric, okay, is there?
I'll tell you what. We've got like what 6 minutes until break.
Yeah, 6 minutes.
Okay, fine.
Just wait till break. So we won't air the dirty laundry.
Doing behind the scenes stuff, Paul, just want to let you know, Stan Deo, and this is for our audience too. He's having a real hard time. He's in a lot of pain. He's not going to be able to make it tonight. So, folks, please keep him in your prayers. But we do have the third hour open tonight, Paul. And you're more than welcome to stay on.
We hope you
for
do.
The rest of the show if you're
don't make me
available.
Come there and duct tape you to your chair.
As long as you call Domino's Pizza, I'm up for it.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
As a matter of fact, we'll have a you wait to see what we have you delivered to your house or your studio. Yeah. Look, in the minutes before the break, let's at least treat the people to the 15th, this Thursday. Yeah. You're going to have your
Paradise Mountain Church meeting.
Talk about that because I think people need to really get there.
Sure, and I appreciate the opportunity. So this Thursday, which is like, 2 days from now, we're going to have our next Paradise Mountain Church meeting at the Garland Hotel in North Hollywood, and I'm going to give a prophetic message dealing with what's going to be happening to America up to the second post-election, and most importantly, what God wants to do, what God wants to see happen, and what God wants to see through his people. And this is going to be a powerful time. As you know, when we come, people flying in from all over the world, different states. Many of them are your loyal Hagman and Hagman listeners. And then at the end of the meeting, we worship the Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit moves. And anybody who wants prayer, I'll pray for personally. And we have miracles, miracles of healing, deliverance, guidance, people launching their businesses and careers, marriages. And God really moves. So it's a time of intense prophetic information, but also people leave feeling that they feel the power of God and they feel like life is not hopeless, that there's a real reason for living.
And you know, folks, 10 days before Christmas, and you might think, oh, I've got so much to do, I can't make it, or, oh, it's an inconvenient time. Let me give this to yourself for Christmas, because attending one of Paul's meetings, the prayer meetings, is just an amazing experience, and I would urge everyone to take the time out if you're within a day's drive of Los Angeles, North Hollywood, North Hollywood, right?
North Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're within a day's drive of that, or even 2 days' drive, take the time out and rub elbows with Paul and experience that meeting, because it's something that seen Paul give his meetings and not prayer meetings but presentations and talks, the Spirit really does move. Paul, you're just an amazing speaker and what a prayer warrior you are. So,
I appreciate that. You know, I used to think prayer prayer was like a synonym for intense boredom. even years, decades after being a Christian, when they say, did you want to go to a prayer meeting or an intercessory prayer meeting? It's like I just groaned inwardly. And then, you know, then I learned that, wow, man, prayer is, it has nothing to do with this religious idea that people have. If you quit thinking of it as prayer and you think about it as talking to God, because I was talking to God the other day, you know, not voice to voice, his still small voice in my imagination. And I asked him a question. I said, you know, I'm missing something because I keep seeing you like in the first century, and you can't possibly be stuck in the first century. And you've got to be a lot more interesting than what people are presenting you as. And then we got in this conversation, and God, to my surprise, is very fluent on quantum physics, transhumanism. Not that he necessarily approves of it, but he's very sophisticated, and he's willing to come down to our level and talk about all kinds of things.
It's amazing. I mean, it's... To have the Bible come alive, to have God's word just move in your life, to have God move in your life is something that it's just an amazing experience. So again, folks, the 25th, 2 days from now, 10 days, or the 15th, that is 2 days from now, 10 days before Christmas, Paul McGuire's meeting. Go to paulmcguire.us to get information on the precise location. And plan to be there and shake Paul's hand and let them know, let Paul know that you heard about the meeting on the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're going to be right back. We're going to try to fix the video issues here momentarily. Stay right where you're at. Welcome back, folks, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. You know, it's just so amazing, and I want to thank each and every one of you for helping us grow and helping us reach more people. You know, last year, and as we get closer to the end of the year, we kind of take inventory of where we've been and what we've been doing, and it's wonderful to know that we have actually reached out, and we've been in, I believe it's over 100 countries. We've had 67 million downloads to date of our program, and it's all because of each one of you, and it's because of your prayers and your support, and we thank you. We are a listener supported show, and we thank you so much for allowing us to be part of your life. Now,
looking on Blog Talk alone, it's skyrocketed over 30 million listens.
Yes,
alone,
yes,
just on Blog Talk.
Wow.
And before we get to Paul McGuire, I just want to remind everyone, because Christmas is barreling down on us so fast, omahasteaks.com, HH in the search bar. This is by far one of my favorite places to shop at. I've ordered so much from Omaha Steaks for the family, only because when you go to the grocery store, you look at the quality and the price of what you get versus Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks wins everything hands down. So if you're struggling to find that perfect gift for someone who has it all, the holidays are fast approaching, and you can order gifts for everyone in your list with a click of a mouse. And as it's 10 days away now from Christmas, you can do it right now. So let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99 you can get my family gift back when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter HH into the search bar. It's 77% off. And I'll tell you what you get for $49.99. You get 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, and they are just fabulous. I could stop there. You'd have your money's worth, but they go on. 4 kielbasa sausages, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha steak seasoning packet. Plus, when you order now, you'll get four additional kielbasa sausages free. So you get all of this for $49.99. We've done barbecues. We've actually served both the steaks and the hamburgers during meetings of some very important meetings and clients here at the studio, and they've loved it. So, I've had so many compliments on the quality of the meat, the gifts that I've sent, and also our family loves it. Go to omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com. In the search bar, enter the code HH and take advantage of the My Family gift pack for $49.99. So, Paul, we can see you. You're looking great, my friend. Look at that. Yep. Babylon code right behind you. Ah, there it is. It's great to see you, my friend.
It's great seeing you.
Yeah. Well, can you see us, by the way? I mean, are we
looking? I can see you because I've got my handy laptop here.
All right. All right.
And if you give me a stealth move, what we should do is talk so we don't bore your
Yeah,
your
go ahead,
sir. But if your tech guy gives me an option, I'll connect through my laptop, and I bet you we'll get on. But I don't want to bump your regular show.
Yeah. Well, we're fine. And okay. In fact, you are going out now to the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people watching. So, Paul,
okay.
It's great to have you. And Joe and I were talking before the show that we've missed having you, your analysis for an extended period. Let's get into it. Where are we today with everything that's going on? Where do we start?
Well, that's a great question, because even since the last time we've talked together, and we talked a couple times before the election, and then we talked immediately after the election, and then we talked like a week ago, but things are, excuse me, accelerating to such a fast extent. So let's do a brief recap and then connect the dots for people. Number one is, we are, again, in the most serious time in our nation's history. And even though that sounds like a repetitive statement, it needs to be said over and over again because it's true. I have never seen, I know, Doug, you have never seen, people in a particular age group have never seen what we're seeing now. It's never happened before in America. For those people who are slightly younger, even for them, they've probably never seen anything like this. We have never seen the media take their Stanley Kubrick dancing at the ball face masks off and show us their true personalities. You're looking at constant unabashed lying, the usage of the big lie, this preposterous and absurd notion that the Russians interfered with the election on Trump's behalf. The Russians have been spying on us and hacking on our computers probably since before the time of John F. Kennedy. So that's nothing new, that the Russians are spying and hacking on our computer system, that they've been doing it on an ongoing basis. What's new is the timing that the so-called they appear to be rogue agents in the intelligence agency, the CIA. Some people say it's coming from Brennan out of his loyalty to the Clintons. But if this thing with the Russians penetrating our computer system was really that great of a threat, then why did the intelligence community wait until after the election to decide to make a big deal about it? The timing of their concern exposes the motive. Because they weren't concerned about it when they thought that Hillary was going to win. So Hillary lost, now they're all concerned about it. And the name of the game is to try to at the very least discredit the legitimacy of Trump's being elected legally, to destabilize his legitimacy and further undermine him by saying the Russians intervene. Which is a falsehood, because as you know, Doug and Joe, that there are other intelligence agencies, including the main intelligence agency that oversees the other 27 intelligence agencies, which said they know that the Russians have been spying on us, but they've known that for 30 years, but there's no evidence to conclude that the Russians were manipulating the election. So this is a complete fabrication and falsehood it's a collusion between Hillary Clinton and her supporters and some people on the radical left, some people in the White House, and it's a collusion between those people in the intelligence communities that are doing political favors versus intelligence work with integrity. And as both of you know, and many of your listeners know, we have a large number of intelligence agencies and other agencies, like the FBI for one, but many others, who say that this whole thing is fraudulent and it's politically motivated. So what their end game is they'd like to be able to stop Trump from actually becoming the president. I mean, he is the president-elect, but they want to stop him from actually becoming.
But Paul, let me interrupt you here, and sure. Let me ask you this. We have now, we have Pelosi's daughter coming out and heading up a contingent of members of the Electoral Congress and saying, we want to see the ONI, or the CIA documents. We want to see the information. We want to be briefed on Russian efforts to interfere in the election, what they have. Now, of course, they don't have any classification. But my question to you is, what do you feel, looking at this as a historian, a professor, looking at this, do you think that they've got a snowball's chance in hell, the Electoral College, in tanking the 270 number for Trump? Or is this all just a dog and pony show?
I'm not sure if they have a chance to overturn the coming up Electoral College vote. I'm not sure that they have a chance. But I believe the way they're looking at it is in a piece-by-piece manner. So they were hoping that when they had Jill Stein, who turns out now to be a very hardcore communist, and communists are dedicated to the militant overthrow of the United States. So Jill Stein's a hardcore communist. She's working in partnership with Hillary Clinton. And it turns out that all of her recounts actually benefit Donald Trump. So I think they expected better numbers, and they hope to cause Congress to make the decision. The Electoral College count, though, is still in the future. So they're using various avenues. They're using the French connection, no pun intended. They're doing the recount, and they're doing a number of other things all at the same time in the hope that it'll have a domino effect and give them the ability to somebody like Obama or the Congress to say, okay, there's too many things that concern us, so we're going to have a vote as to who will be the president. That's their goal. Now, the problem is, though, that you have to look at this like a military battlefield on a map. Those are multiple operations or fronts that we're looking at. But then we have the other operation or front in this battle to take Trump out, which is the media, ever since the second he won, has never apologized. They have redoubled. They have quantumly increased their hostility, their lies, their distortion, their propaganda. They just turned it way up. The CNN is the cartoon network. It is the most fraudulent, dishonest operation I've ever seen in my life. If I have to turn on CNN one more time and look at the lies and the dumb guy with his who did the map and, you know, acted like he knew what he was talking about, and he struck out, and all their political commentators strike out. And Zucker, who is running CNN, obviously has a political agenda. But all of the media, with the exception of a few mainstream media outlets, they're all controlled by the globalist elite. Six corporations control American mainstream media, and those six corporations are controlled by the globalist elite. We have big players like Soros. Don't ask me why he hasn't been arrested, interfering in our election. And then we have all these leftist activists literally coming out in public. I think I heard, I'm not sure, that Michael Moore was making reference to the assassination of Trump. We have people tweeting on the left and people on cable news networks calling for the assassination of Trump. Even though it may be kind of like dark humor, that's hate speech. And if you called for the assassination of somebody who was Muslim or gay, even in jest, and God forbid anything happened to them, you'd be in prison for the rest of your life. So how is it that people are allowed to commit a hate crime against Trump and call for his assassination? So I think they're using a multi-pronged approach. The globalist elite is very nervous, and because it's spreading. The boldness that they have seen demonstrated in the U.S. with Trump is now being replicated in Britain, France, Italy, and many other nations, and Germany. And they're all using the same excuse, like Merkel in Germany, saying, well, it's the fake news stories and it's the internet which are causing us to lose. No, it's not. It's the fact that Merkel and all the rest of the heads of the European nations who are bought and sold for by the globalist elite have allowed, you know, millions of militant Islamic migrants who are brutally raping European women, killing people, attacking synagogues and Christians, and the people across Europe have had it. So these populist candidates, kind of in the mold of Trump, are rising to power. It has nothing to do with so-called fake news and the internet. It has to do with these people are selling their own people down the river, and the people are rising up.
You know, Paul, I what a great assessment. And it just to go back to what you said, you've got CNN, the incestuous aspect of CNN with respect to the Democratic Party, or what I would call the Marxist-Leninist, the globalist.
A marriage.
They are, in effect, an arm of the progressives. And they're not even trying to hide it anymore. And as you mentioned, the guy with the map, of course. Now CNN, of course, CNN had come out with a clip. I downloaded this clip today. Bob Baer, the CIA analyst that is on contract, I believe, folks, don't hold me to this, with CNN, had called for, because of the Russian interference, had said, look, in his capacity as a former CIA analyst, said that he believes that we need an entire new election. This, of course, is stoking, in addition to... Yeah. The stoking of the hatred by the media, and as you mentioned, within your dissertation there, we are seeing this cultivation of chaos. I guess that's the best way I can describe it. And the hatred, that the fact that you've got the calls for Trump assassination, and I do believe, talking with Alex Jones and also seeing Michael Snyder's report on Economic Collapse blog, you've got this full-out call for the assassination, or at least the takedown of Trump.
Facebook pages, yeah. Dedicated, you know, assassinate Donald Trump Facebook page, hashtag assassinate Trump on Twitter, YouTube personalities and regular people on YouTube calling for the assassination and violence against Twitter. Michael Moore calling for the disruption of the inauguration through protests. You have organizations funded by George Soros think tanks and Democratic yep. Party citing and probably will pay protesters to be there at Inauguration Day. They are estimating that this will be the highest protested Inauguration Day in U.S. history. Even Time Magazine went so far to say, to tell 65 million Hillary Clinton voters not to pay taxes, which is illegal in many states.
Exactly. An article was just posted by Time Magazine explained why the issue, meaning the issue of the Russian interference, could potentially cause some members of the Electoral College to change their votes, and by extension, in protest, doing exactly that. So how can this be? You're right, Paul.
Well, we live in the world of George Orwell's Big Brother media, where Big Brother is watching. And as many of your listeners know, in Orwell's novel, 1984, it was about a futuristic dictatorship that used the media to control society. And so they would twist to mind control phrases and words. For example, they would program the people to repeat the mantra, freedom is slavery. Opposites, things that which should be bad are good. War is peace was another Orwellian slogan. So we have the same Orwellian mentality at work. And the Orwellian mentality is really because Orwell studied the mentality of both the National Socialist Party of Hitler, which is fascism, but the kissing cousin of National Socialist fascism is the fascism of Communist Russia and Communist China and Cuba and nations like that. And what they do is they control the people through propaganda, persuasion, and scientific mind control. And they twist the meaning of words. So, for example, in the United States now, the media has manufactured, for the purposes of scientific mind control, this completely absurd word called fake journalism. They create the definition of fake journalism, and then they are going to enforce it along with the computer companies, because our government gave away the largest asset of the United States for free. They put the internet in the hands of a foreign corporation, and worse than that, they put the internet in the hands of an LLC that's located in California, which can be sued by foreign governments. So the internet is now open to lawsuits and domination and control by any communist dictatorship. So they create this thing called fake news. And the lie is that, you know, we're going to patrol and find out with fact checkers, which is Orwellian in and of itself, and we will determine what is fake news or not. Well, who's going to determine if the fact checkers are accurate? Because when I watch the debates, most of the times, the so-called fact checkers came up with false facts. Nobody was checking up on them. And then the people who are accusing the alternative media of being fake news, the mainstream media, is the ultimate purveyor of fake news. They have been producing and writing and distributing fake news since I've been a boy. Now, I'm going to say something about that, but I just want to redefine what fake news really is, not what they say it is. Fake news is simply a technique where they say anything you publish, write, or say in the media that does not agree with our liberal, progressive, politically correct agenda, we are going to call fake news and not real. We will censor you, and we will not allow you to say it. And we'll block electronically your websites or whatever. If you say things or write things or do things that fit our politically correct view and our socialist, communist, progressive viewpoint, then that becomes legitimate news. So the issue is not whether the fake news is legitimate news, but the issue is fake news is simply anything that disagrees with the totalitarian plans of the socialist globalist elite. It's a method of total control and domination of the media. And that is literally the rape and sodomizing of the Bill of Rights, where our founding fathers said we had freedom of the press, freedom of religion, and freedom of speech. And when the news media, which knows what the Constitution says, creates fake news, they are literally raping, sodomizing, and assaulting and beating to death our right to have true freedom of the press. It's a covert operation to literally decapitate any proclamation of truth that disagrees with their official propaganda line.
Man, you are right on the money, and you're on fire with that. It saddens me, and it angers me at the same time to see websites like the Washington Post boost up these shadowy websites, one in particular, Prop or Not, out of Santa Fe, New Mexico. No one seems to know exactly who's behind Prop or Not, but they, of course, are some self-appointed arbiters of the what is fake news and the fake news sites. And of course, they attribute the fake news sites in large part to those that are connected to Russia. And you know, the fact that this is antithetical to the Bill of Rights and to the First Amendment, I mean, it is absolutely 100% right on the money with this. And you know something, Paul, we were talking about this earlier, and I think maybe you and I, or we spoke about this, but the Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year post-truth, that's a compound word, post-truth, Oxford 2016 Word of the Year, referencing post-truth politics. And it's interesting as well what they say. Post-truth politics is a political culture in which debate is framed largely by appeals to emotion disconnected from the details of policy and by the repeated assertion of talking points to which factual rebuttals are ignored. So what they're saying is we live in a culture where facts don't matter, at least the truth doesn't matter. It's only the talking points of the globalists that really do matter.
Yeah, right. And the other thing to remember, in line with what you're saying, you know, follow the money.
Mm.
The men that control the mainstream media, the men that are financing this fake news agenda, which is a mechanism of censorship and domination of thought, those men are the occult globalist elite. They are telling their foot soldiers, this is what we want you to do. And these so-called media professionals are not like the media professionals of 20 or 30 years ago. Oh, yeah, the media professionals 20 or 30 years ago were definitely biased to the left, but at least they tried to adhere to some kind of journalistic ethics and journalistic standard of fairness. That has been thrown out the window, and now we basically have prostitutes or prostitutes who just lie. Now, the other thing is that these are the same psychological tools involving the media and the press that Adolf Hitler used to control Nazi Germany, that Chairman Mao used to control China, that the Russian dictators used to control the Communist Revolution, Fidel Castro used, a horrible dictator. So they're simply employing the tactics of the communist dictators and the fascists.
Yeah, and we're at the break point, Paul. Folks, you're listening to Paul McGuire on this edition of the Hagman & Hagman Report. We have Paul with us till the end of the program. We're going to be getting into a number of things. Don't forget Paul's Paradise Mountain Church meeting coming up December 15th. We will get more information on the other side after this. Stay with us.